This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. Today we're going to analyze the Machlokes, the Ran and the Ravid. Not a long share today, but something substantial in the sugya of Hanoyder B'Toyra Loyam Raklum. However, B'Masha Kosovba, B'Ova Masha Kosovba, Dvarav Kayamin. If somebody makes a neder in the Torah, then we say he's making a neder by the parchment, it's meaningless. But if you say B'Masha Kosovba, then you mean the names of Hashem in it. The way the Ran learns the sugya, you take a look in the Ran, it's about 8 lines down, Hanoyde B'Toyra. The Ran is Madchik the Gemara. He says, we're not talking about Nedarim, we're talking about a Shvua. You made a Shvua. You swore by the Torah. The Kari Le Tana Lenishba Noidar. The Tana calls someone who swears, someone who makes a Nedar. Like I wrote earlier. And the reason why the Ran says that we're talking about a Shvua is because the Torah is not a Dabar Hanador. So how are you supposed to swear by a Torah? The reason a Torah is Aser, it's not a Davar Hanador. So we're talking about a Shvua, and your intention is the names of Hashem that are in it, because when you swear, you have to mention the name of Hashem. There are two ways to swear. You could say you swear, or you could say by the name of God, I'm not going to do this. That's how the Ran learns. The Ran learns this whole sugya is talking about Shvua. We mentioned that the Ravid on the fourth wide line disagrees, and he learns the Gemara simply, that we're referring to making a neder. What neder are you making? How could you be madfis by a Torah? The answer is you could, because the names of Hashem, the Ravid considers a davar hanader. Let's see the Ravid inside. It's quoted in the Ran on the fourth line. Aval ha-Ravid zal pirish, techi katani noider, noider mamish kamar. It's an actual neder. Sha'oimar kikar ze alai b'Torah. If you say this kikar is aser to me by the Torah of lo yamar klum, it's meaningless. Lefi she'in zeh matfis. Ela begvilin, because you're only being matfis by the parchment. Aval amar b'masha kasav ba. But if you say by what it's written in it, kolayimar kikar zeh alai b'masha kasav ba, this kikar is to me with what is written in it, hareza aser. It's aser, kematfis bedavar hanader, like someone who's matfis bedavar hanader. Why? Mishum dedate ahaskarais. Because your mind is on the mentions of Hashem's name. The haskarais shuba nedurim him. And the mentions of Hashem's name are a davar hanader. Sha'ayideh haksiva, because through the writing, v'hachana l'shem kedusha, and the preparation for kedusha, heim kedusha, is they're holy. So the Ravid learns the Gemara simply. We're not talking about the subject of shvuos, we're talking about the subject of nedarim. It's not davar hanader. It is. You are matfis with davar hanader. Your mindset is for the mentions of Hashem's name, and the mentions are davar hanader. Why? Sha'al yidei haksiva, because by writing v'hachana l'shem kedusha and preparing it for holiness, heim kedushes. V'hevi ra'i min ha'yushami digar sinan hasam ba'toyra lo'yam raklam b'masha kasav ba'tvarav kayamim b'toyra b'kedusha sa'toyra. If you say b'toyra, you mean the sanctity of the Torah. B'masha kasav b'karbonos haksuvim ba. Now, that's not exactly like the Ravid. The Ravid says the names of Hashem, not the Karbanos. Unehidi Yushami Amar Karbanos, the Gemara Dilan Amrinan Haskaros, Mikamakam Shitas Yushami Muchachas, the Bimatfis Beneder Askinan. Okay. That is the Shita of the Ravid, that the Gemara does not have to be Ne'ekar. We don't have to learn the Gemara in an unusual way, but Neder means Neder. So now the question is, why didn't the Ran learn like the Ravid? Why would the Ran uproot the simple reading of the Gemara and say, we're not talking about Nedarim, we're talking about Shvuos, and you mean to swear by the names of God that are mentioned in it? Why doesn't the Ran feel it's reasonable that the names of Hashem in a Sefer Torah are considered a Davar Hanadar? So we have a few different Perushim. We have the Perush of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky in the Chazon Yecheskel, in his commentary to the Tosefta. Again, we're trying to understand, we mentioned the Ravid learns the Sugya Kipshutai, that we're talking about somebody who made a neder, and you made a neder by the name of Hashem, which is a davar hanador, according to the Ravid. Why didn't the Ran learn this way? And the Ran was oikar, the simple reading of the Gemara, that we're talking about Shvuos. So Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky says, that this would not be considered a davar hanador. It's true that the kedusha of the names of Hashem in a Sefer Torah, the person creates, but the person creates it through a maisa kesiva, not any kind of declaration that he's designating it l'shem kedusha. It's through a maisa. So if you need a maisa, that indicates it's not a davar hanador, it's a davar aser. The Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky says, "V'koshekein hacha b'kedushas ha'asgarosh in a yachal asoysen b'neder. You can't make it in a neder b'moitzas fasav through what you say with your lips. Ella al yidei ma'isak siva, only through an act of writing. L'shem kedusha shalaskaros." In the Sefer Shirei Reb Shmuel, the Shirma of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, I just saw last night, Rabbi Avadya Yosef said that of all the Sifrei Lamdos, the one which is most glat in terms of its Lamdos is Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky. The Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky says that we see from the Ravid that a certain position is taken in the world of Hadfasa. The Ravid says the Hamadfis Baskara Shabasefer Torah Shenichtavu L'Shem Kedusha Hareza Aser Mishum De Kedushas HaAskara Is Him Davar Hanador, since through Ksiva and Kavan L'Shem Kedusha the Retin. So Shmuel Rozovsky points out the names of Hashem are holy, but they're not Aser. So how could you be Matfis? Aren't you Matfis in the element, the aspect of prohibition? You're matfis in the element of holiness. So we see, if you could be matfis from Haskaras of a Sefer Torah, Alma de Mahani Hatfasa, Af Bedavar de Isbe Kedusha Greda Below Yisurim. We see that Hatfasa works even on something that just has holiness without any prohibition. So this would explain the Ran's position. The Ran would hold, no, you can't do Hatfasa on something that just has Kedusha, it has to be Kadosh with Isser. However, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky points out, if you look in the Machane Ephraim in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he brings from Tosfos and Erechin that you're not allowed to be Nene from the Haskaros that are Nechtav L'Shma. And even Klaf itself, that the shame of it is written by Kedusha, you can't get Hana. So there is Isser Hana in the Haskaros. So it is Hatfasa B'Kedusha D'Isvei Yisura. By the way, so then the question would be, then why, if you're Menader, in the Sefer Torah itself, and the Gvilan, is Lo Yamar Klum, but the Gvil also has Kedusha D'Isvei Yisur. I guess, how would Tosfos, that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky is quoting, fit into our Gemara? But again, he's just bringing up a Nekuda, that maybe the opinion of the Ran is, you can't be matfis on the Azkarois, because this would be a Davar Kadosh that maybe is not Aser. Again, even though he's bringing, there is a Shita, that there is an Isser Hana in the Kedusha, maybe that's not unanimous. Here's a third interesting aspect that the Sefer Atara Shmo brings. You're being matfis in the name of Hashem. Okay, so does that mean just like you can't erase the name of Hashem, you can't destroy that kikar? Is there an iser mechika in the kikar? Are you aser to be mashchis the kikar? Not just, even if you want to say that there's an iser hana, okay, you can't get hana on the kikar, but if you're matfis from the iser of the shame of Hashem, so does that mean you can't be mashchis the kikar? He says, "V'ikur shitas arayved neskashu achrenim ma'oid." How is it shaykh hatfasa on the names of Hashem? The askaris are only holy, but there's no isser. Simply, you should not be able to be matfith in kedusha if there's no isser. So he brings from the Sefer Arza the Beirav that maybe your matfis in the Isser Mechikas Hashem . So he says, really? Your matfis from the Isser Mechikas Hashem? The Kedusha which produces the Isser Mechikas Hashem is Hatfasa-able? So you're going to learn out, just like you can't erase the name of Hashem, you can't eat? How do you extrapolate from an Isser Mechika to an Isser Achila? So now the question is, so would that mean there's an Isser Hashchasa when it comes to the Kikar? Anyway, these are two possibilities of why the Ran did not want to learn the sugya like the Ravid. Again, the Gemara does say Hanoider Betoira. So why did the Ran say we're talking about a Shvua? The Ravid was able to learn the sugya that we're talking about Nadarim. So either like the Chazon Yecheskel says that Azkarois is not an Isser Hanador because it comes Al Yidei a Maisa Kesiva, not Al Yidei your words. Or, like Rav Shmuel Rozovsky points out, the Azkarois are Kadosh, but they're not necessarily Asur. They're not necessarily Asur, unless, like that Shita of Toysus, the Machane Ephraim brought, that there is an Isser Hana in the Azkarois of Hashem. Okay, Rabbi said that's just one point in Daf Yadad Amabiz. And Bez Hashem this week, Daf Tezvav, we learn about Tinaim Binadarim. Have a good day, everyone. Be Matzliach, Kol Tov, Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.